If you ever thought about becoming a freelancer but wondered if you could make it, you've come to the right place. This is Freelance Can I Really Make It, the podcast where we talk about the ups and downs of being a self-employed freelancer, entrepreneur, whether you're a photographer like me or a singer, songwriter, poet, artist, clothing designer, whatever the case may be. We discuss all the downs and things that we have to deal with as freelancers, but also the ups, the solutions. Welcome. My name is Ahmed. I'm Creative Roberson. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. I know it's been a while since I've chatted with you guys, but your boy's been busy. You know, round of applause for being busy. You know, we got to earn our income. We got to earn our wages so we can bring shows like this to you guys. What's going on, man? I just got a short story for you guys. Speaking of work, speaking of being busy, I just had I'm not going to say it was a bad experience. Actually, it wasn't. It's just a reminder of an experience. It's an eye opener in the sense that I was chatting with a client and she needed some photos edited, some wedding photos. And she put out a rate for the photos that she wanted done. And I'm like, I'm not going to do this much work for that low of a price. And again, anybody who's worked with me before, you know, my prices are extremely fair, very realistic, very fair. And, but my prices are what they are because of my skill set. Not to say that I'm the best, but I've been doing this for a long time and I put a lot of effort, serious effort. I take everybody's project seriously as if it's my own, you know, so I put a lot of effort into my projects to make sure they come out good. Anyway, my rate is what it is because of that. So, she was requesting to get some photos edited and stuff, and I gave her a really good rate, and, I did one photo as a proof sheet, a sample to show her what she would get for the rate that I charge. And, she liked the work, but she proceeds to tell me that my rate is too high. And again, I know without question, without a shadow of a doubt, my rates are not too high, not even in some circles, it's too low, you know? So anyway, she proceeds to tell me that my rates are too high. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm not doing it for this. And then she goes on to say, I paid X amount of money for these wedding photos. I'm not going to pay that much more to have them edited. And, you know, it hit me. A couple of things hit me. Number one, you get what you pay for. You know, she paid a dirt cheap amount rate for the photos that she got done. Wedding photography, good quality wedding photography, at minimum you're looking at $1,000. That's pushing it at $1,000. You know, that's minimum $1,000 for wedding photos. And she was somewhere below $400 for her wedding photos, full wedding, less than $400, you know, and I charged her, you know, X amount of dollars. I'm not going to say how much, but I charged her X amount of dollars for the work that she needed done. And again, it was not a lot and it was less than what she wanted to, what she actually paid for her wedding. And she's like, well, I'm not going to pay this amount for the wedding photos and then pay that amount to get them edited. And I'm like, first of all, you got them dirt cheap as it is, and you're not happy with the dirt cheap result that you got. 1 + 1 = 2, right? You paid dirt cheap. You got dirt cheap in return. You know, this old cat told me years ago, and I'll never stop saying it. Good stuff ain't cheap and cheap stuff ain't good. I mean, you want these expert photos, and I'm going to go as far as saying that I know, and I know this by her attitude, and it wasn't bad, but it was, you know, I mean, I know by going by her attitude from our conversation, she sent photos, expert, professional, glamorous wedding photos as samples to her photographer. Like, this is what I want. This is what I want. Knowing that the expert photo samples that she sent are somewhere upwards of $5,000, you know, but she paid less than $400, but she wants $5,000 worth of work. So you already see that problem as it is, you know, I mean, that problem is as clear as day. So anyway, she paid less than $400, but wants $5,000 worth of quality. Then when she doesn't get that, she's getting upset that she has to pay more to get the results that she wanted, even though she's still below $400. So I knew her, you know, just again, by her attitude, just the way she's talking, she's like, I'm not going to pay that. So that goes to show me the second thing is know your worth, know your value, know what you bring to the table. It's clear she doesn't respect professional photography, you know, and this is not a shot at anybody in no way, shape or form. But she's one of those people who believes I have an iPhone this or a Google phone that. Galaxy phone this, and my photos look great in these photos. And I've said it before, and I'll continue to say it until the day that I cannot see any longer. Those photos look amazing through the iPhone, Google phone, Samsung phones on the phone. They look amazing on the phone. When you transfer them to a computer into Photoshop and you're trying to work those photos as professional quality photos, they will never match up to a professional DSLR or mirrorless type of camera. It's not the same. The sensor's different. The pixel density is different. And we're not going to get too technical, but that's what it is, man. You cannot compare a camera phone to a professional dedicated camera. So, you know, she wants this high-end quality, but at a budget price. The two don't go, they don't go hand in hand. It just doesn't happen. And that's not to say that everything expensive is going to be good, but if you were playing the odds, you have a much greater chance of the expensive stuff being better than the cheaper stuff. I mean, that's just simple mathematics, you know? I mean, look, one of my favorite sports cars, Corvette or a Tesla. I drive a Toyota and it's fast. It's not a sports car, but it's a pretty fast car. But if I was to try to race them on the track and compare the two, I'm going to lose to the Tesla and the Corvette guaranteed. The Corvette and the Tesla are just built better, built faster, built stronger. It's just a different animal. And that's the same with the photography and everything that you're trying to pay for and you wanting high quality, but you can't get that high quality at a cheap price. It just doesn't work that way. It's never going to work that way. So, you know, she proceeds to try to downplay what I did. Oh, it's easy. You just did it really quick. It's nothing, you know, and you're trying to charge this much for it and you just did it that quick. It's like, no, I did it that quick because I've been doing this all these years and it came out perfect, even though I did it quickly because I've been doing it all these years. Are you more comfortable with me sitting there spending hours to do it just so you could justify the money? Or would you look at it in the sense that, man, I paid this good money and got this great work and it only took a couple of minutes or an hour or so, and now I can get on and go on about my day. You know, people don't think that. People don't think about that. They don't take that into consideration. They equate value with time. And that's not always necessarily the case. I mean, I get it. Some things may need to take longer in order to get the job done right. But if I can get what you may deem a 4 or 5 hour job done in 1 hour or less, wouldn't that increase the value? You know, don't tell me, oh, you did it quickly, so you should just only charge a couple of dollars because it was just quick and easy for you. No, I should charge more because I did it so quick and easily and perfect. On top of that, you know, I should charge more for that because that shows you that my skill set is up to par. So instead, you don't want to pay me my rate, which again is low. You don't want to pay me my rate, so you're going to run around and pay somebody else's rate that's much cheaper. And then you might have to battle with that person, go back and forth. And if you don't get the results you're after, then you're going to be upset. Then you're going to come back to me like, oh, man, I blew most of my budget on this other guy. Can you do it for less? No. So now you want me to do it. First of all, you said my rate was too high and you didn't want to pay that. Then you want to turn around and pay somebody else cheaper because you don't think my work is worth the value that I put on it. So you don't respect my work. You don't respect me. And then after you blow your budget, you're going to come back to me and say, can you do it for even less than what I've already charged, which was already low? You know, Don't let people talk you out of what you are, what you're worth, what you're good at. You know, if I mean, I get it. We got bills to pay. You know, freelancing is not easy. If it was, everybody be sitting at home freelancing, working from home. It's not easy. It's a constant battle. You know, at least it feels like that to me sometimes. Sometimes it can be a constant battle. But if you're in the fight, stay in the fight. You know, don't let somebody talk you down, because once they do, next thing you know, I've made that mistake. I've had clients, I've bid for jobs and I desperately needed the job. I desperately needed to be paid. And I've accepted a lower rate than what I was charging because I just needed some money coming in. Next thing you know, all of a sudden, that client that was on a tight budget, all of a sudden had a bunch more work to do for a much lower rate. You know, I got played. I played myself. I allowed myself to be played. Had I stuck to my guns, that client would have still had that same amount of work and still needed it done just as desperately as they needed it before. But they would have had to increase their budget because they liked my work that much. That's why they kept coming back to me. It wasn't that they necessarily came back to me just to get a lower rate. I mean, a lower rate was part of the plan, but it wasn't just to get a lower rate. They kept coming back to me because they liked my work. And in comparison to whoever else they were interviewing or auditioning, my work came out the best in that situation. Shout out to myself, man. Round of applause for me. But yeah, my work turned out to be better than anybody else that I was up against for that particular job, but they kept coming back to me and trying to get a lower rate, and I folded, which I'll never do again. I'll walk away from a low rate before I accept it just to have some income coming in. You know, again, I know my worth, you know, and I'm not on some yesterday's prices aren't today's prices stuff. I'm not on that, but I know what my work is valued at, and I'm not going to accept less. That's like buyer's remorse, it's worker's remorse. You know, I'm not going to be sitting here taking a bid, doing a job for much, much lower than I know what it's worth, and just be mad at myself, mad at the world, cursing everybody because I played myself or I allowed myself to get played. Nah, man, again, I'd rather walk away from a bad deal than accept a bad deal just to get some money coming in and then be mad at the bad deal. Nah, I learned my lesson the hard way. So now going forward, this job, yeah, she had a much lower rate, but again, I'm not about to do all this work for her for that rate, especially based on the photos that she had, based on the photos that she liked, based on the photos that she wanted, I know she wouldn't accept anything less than perfect. So the one proof that I did for her was absolutely perfect. You couldn't even tell the photo had been altered, and that's the ultimate goal, but she don't want to pay for that. I'm not going to say, okay, you didn't want to pay my rate. I'll do it for less. Just give me a couple of bucks. No, I know what my work is worth. You think you can do it better? You can use a phone app to do it or hit a automatic button in Photoshop and see if it fixes it. Please do. Or if you could find a guy or a girl that could do it for less, please do. You know, hey, I wanted the job, but I'm not going to play myself in order to get it. So best of luck to you. But I'm just saying, I'll repeat one more time. Know your worth. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. I mean, and that's not to say you can't negotiate. Negotiations are always on the table, but negotiations have to be realistic. They have to be fair. You can't, for example, say my rate is $20 and then they're like, oh, I'll give you three. Nah, man, that's not realistic. Not even close. If your rate is $20 and they say the best I can do is $17.50 or maybe $18, you know, now we got some room to talk. But going from $20 to like $5 or something like that, nah, that's not only not realistic, that's disrespectful. You know, that's absolutely disrespectful. And again, I can guarantee you, if they had just say 5 photos and their rate was $20 to do 5 photos, but they they had 5 photos and you charged them $20 to do 5 photos, which I would never do, you know. But anyway, their rate, they have 5 photos and their budget is $20 and you mess around and accept it for $20 or, you know, or for less, then all of a sudden they come back. Like, oh, so you're willing to do it? Okay, well, since we're doing this, I got about 10 more photos that need to be done. Can you do it for an additional $5? You know, it'll be something like that. You know, I've had that experience too, and it's a bad one. It's a bad one. I played myself, and I'll never do it again. Because I think I mentioned to you guys before, it's not impossible, but damn near feels impossible if you start low and then try to increase your rate. No, you're better off starting high and negotiating down within reason. than starting off low and then saying, oh no, man, you guys charging this. Oh, you want this much work done? I need to charge you more. No, they've already got their mind set, and they've already started celebrating their victory of getting you to do that much work for that much less. So you think they're going to go up because you made a mistake? No, not at all. Not at all. Know your rate, know your worth, and do your best not to fold within reason. You know, again, you know, if you charge $20 and their budget is $5, of course not. Of course not. But if you charge $20 and they say they can do $17, you know, and you say the lowest I can go is $18, meet in the middle at $17.50. You know, it's only 50 cents, but that 50 cents makes a difference. And it shows them that you're not willing to fold. Not that easily. You're willing to negotiate. You're not willing to fold. And again, I guarantee you, if you wanted 20 per photo and they only wanted to pay 5 per photo and you mess around and accept that 5, I pretty much guarantee you they're going to come with a new stack of photos, a crap load more of photos to try to get you to do it for that same $5. Do not play yourself. Wait it out. Sometimes it's greater later. You know, I mean, I know we need it now, especially when you're freelancing. Sometimes you need it right away, but it can be greater later. Stick to your guns, know your worth, and more importantly, pay that worth forward. See somebody today, smile at somebody, say something nice, help them feel better about themselves, help their day get better. You know, everybody talking about mental health, and I'm no mental health expert, and I'm not going to get on a tangent about being a mental health expert, but I will say, when I was coming up, when I was younger, talking about your mental health issues, whether it be mental instability or whatever the case, stress, whatever you're dealing with, used to be very taboo. Now, with changes in society, it's more accepted to express how you feel. And you shouldn't be penalized as a result. You know, it's okay to feel how you feel. And somebody might be feeling that way and hiding that feeling. Your smile can make them feel better about whatever's going on. Maybe they're thinking inside their head, nobody smiles at me, nobody talks to me. And that's not to say open up a conversation with a full-blown stranger and sit there and sacrifice your time if you don't have it. But if you do and you're walking past somebody and you see them, just smile. You're not flirting necessarily. You know, you're not trying to ask them for anything other than a smile. That smile that you give them could be the light shining through that dark tunnel that's in their head. You know, and until next time, say what's up to your boy. I'll talk to you guys later.